This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's too early to tell if the gap between the fundamentals of the economy and the market will narrow for consumers, but it's not there yet. We're still spending. Retail sales, if you leave out cars, were up more than 5% from November through the middle of last week. That's according to new numbers from MasterCard. Not surprisingly, online sales continue to eat away at brick and mortar. But are we getting a better deal when we shop online than when we go to a store? From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Portland's Lloyd Center Mall was packed a few days before Christmas. An indoor ice rink was crowded with families as live hip-hop blared from a stage. Andre Middleton was there for the music. He rarely comes to the mall, favors locally owned stores, also shops online, and says he's inundated with emailed discount offers.
If I happen to come upon a particular sale that is like, it's here today, and if I'm in the market for that particular item, I'll make the impulse buying get it.
Impulse buying, that's exactly what online retailers want consumers to do.
They're looking to trigger a transaction on the spot.
Mark Cohen at the Columbia Business School says big retailers like Walmart and Target that have lots of stores and robust websites would just as soon we all shop online so they can mine our data.
They can use a cookie to find you if you've clicked on anything that they carry. They can adjust prices, whether it's couponing or deeper discounts, literally on a momentary basis.
And buying online can be cheaper. A recent MIT study found that retailers' online prices were lower for 22% of items. In-store prices were lower for just 8%. 70% of prices were about the same. But Bert Flickinger at the Strategic Research Group says once they've hooked you online, retailers still want you to stop by the store to pick up a purchase, do a return.
A person who buys online that subsequently goes to the store will spend an extra 40 to 45% more in the store.
And when you shop in person, some retailers are willing to honor a lower price from their website if you ask. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.